got your giant size appetite.
Man, that's my toy.
Hey, Pete, you watching football?
How y'all feeling today?
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Papa from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. On Sunday, the Giants will try to make it three in a row as they travel to St. Louis to take on the Rams. Big show lined up for you, including part two of our legacy interview with Lawrence Taylor. But now it's time for sights and sounds of the Giants' win against the Redskins, brought to you by Bose.
Hey, fellas. Giants and the Redskins, classic game, baby. We get to be in it. Go out here and leave it all on the field, baby. Hey, we got three games left. That's it for your resume. Let's go out here and represent the logo. Get a win.
There you go.
Win on three. One, two, three.
Win.
I like that. Right.
Let's go now. I'm putting my focus face on right quick. Ah, had some fun today, man. Play some ball, man.
Be pissed off. Oh, man. Be pissed off. We ain't got lose, so let's play like it.
Fire, baby.
Show
fire.
Them pain. Show them the pain that we feel.
Let's go. We don't make them feel that today.
Yeah.
We all got something to play for.
Yeah.
I just had a little boy.
Yeah.
I'll play for that today.
Yeah.
Third and eight at the 10. Manning takes the snap, throws one right to Beckham, who leaps, makes the catch. He's got it for the touchdown over the defender. Odell Beckham Jr. does his dance in the end zone for the rookie. His seventh touchdown catch of the season, and the Giants are in front here in the first.
Nice job, man. Nice job.
Hey, come on, man.
No 3-4s in the game. Okay, I know we went tempo and everything, so, you know, it's hard to get the calls.
We know, we're good.
But we got to do it.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
We got to do it.
RG3 out of the gun. Takes the snap. He's back to throw. Sidearms it underneath. Wide open for the touchdown. Underneath is Chris Thompson. And nobody covered him.
Keep your eyes on the backfield. Play your supposed to be. If you got a man, play your man. If you got a zone, play your zone. You can't cover for each other. I got you play defense.
He takes the snap. He's back to throw. He's under pressure. Sack. Back at the 20-yard line.
Assignment football. It's pretty easy when you do it.
Let us eat up front, man. They can't block us up front.
The end is going to be on the backside, be able to make a play. But what are they going to do next? They're going to boot it, okay? So you got to stay square on it.
Yeah,
on the backside, be ready to stay square, okay?
Let's go. Start making plays, baby. Let's start making plays.
Play fake. Manning pops it, throws it over the middle, completes it underneath. Odell Beckham Jr. racing into the end zone for the touchdown. He turned down the Jets on the slant. 35 yards and the Giants back in front. What can Odell do for you?
Oh.
Score.
Oh, my. I mean, a catch and a run. He split them, and the Jets got on, and there was nothing but vapors. Nice play call there, too. They pulled the corner up. Eli threw it in the window, and away they went.
Hey, keep swinging. We're going to stay aggressive.
Yeah.
Second and goal at the 6. Manning over center. Back to throw. Slant left. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Giants. Odell Beckham Jr. gets his third. Spins the ball. Does his dance. Giants widen their lead. Third and 23. Back at the 27. Four-man rush. RG3 back. Gets sacked again. JPP.
Hey. Stop here, baby. Let's go. Keep it going. Let's go.
Hey, I told you. What I told you, we're going to be there, right? Give me some.
Defense did a nice job the whole four quarters. Offense came through in the second half. Special teams, great field position moves, good kickoff returns in the very beginning.
Yes.
Outstanding. In the division, physical football game against a good defensive, good offensive team that has skill. We came through and won this game in the second half. Outstanding.
Let's have a team. One, two, three.
Team!
That Sights and Sounds presented by Bose as the Giants now gun for their third win in a row on Sunday against the Rams. When we come back, the great Lawrence Taylor joins us here on Giants Access Blue after this. We're back here on Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. Lawrence Taylor, one of the greatest players in the history of the National Football League. Part two of our legacy interview as LT wins a second Super Bowl and wraps up a career.
Following their Super Bowl victory in 1986, the Giants, led by their tenacious linebacker Lawrence Taylor, would continue to be one of the NFL's elite teams throughout the rest of the 80s. In a 1988 game versus the New Orleans Saints, LT would showcase a legendary display of toughness and courage. Playing with a dislocated shoulder, Taylor added to his rising lore as the decade's most dominant defender.
Talk about that Saints game. You know, you got the torn pec, you got the harness.
Right.
Three sacks, two forced fumbles.
It was a good day.
Parcells says it's one of the greatest performances he's ever seen.
It was a good day. It was a good day. I mean, a lot of pain, but it was a good day.
His will made him ignore things like pain sometimes. People call it determination, whatever it is. He just had it, and he just would not give in. He was going to make it the way he wanted to make it.
You know, when you're fighting a battle like that, you just want to stay.
With the retirement of George Martin and Harry Carson following the 1988 season, Lawrence Taylor and Phil Sims had become the elder statesmen of the group.
Lawrence Taylor, the oldest linebacker on the Giants team now. Old guy.
With their veteran warrior leading the way, the Giants stormed out to a 10-0 start in 1990. But in week 15, Phil Sims would go down with a season-ending injury, thrusting Jeff Hostetler into the starting lineup.
When Phil went down, Hostetler came in, and he added another dimension to our offense that nobody had seen.
As the postseason got underway, with the mobile Hostetler at quarterback, the Giants would dominate the Bears at home, advancing to the next round versus a familiar foe. In the historic 1990 NFC Championship game, LT and the Giants would fight to dethrone the two-time defending Super Bowl champion 49ers.
That game was one of those games they're going to have to scratch and claw to get a yard. And we just out there, we just work it.
That's where the jamble in that too, okay? Hey, keep hammering them. Keep hammering those outside receivers.
I could have stayed out there all day. That's the type of physical football you want to play.
LT's relentless pursuit on Joe Montana forced the 49ers quarterback into the oncoming bull rush of Leonard Marshall, resulting in this devastating blow.
But chased out, Bailey hit from behind. The ball's loose.
And he really took a shot in that back. Leonard Marshall coming from the backside. Boy, that is a real shot.
Steve Young came in for the 49ers' final drive and needed only two first downs to run out the clock. And with their team desperately needing to get the ball back, LT would give the Giants new life.
In behind the line of scrimmage, and the Giants have the ball. Lawrence Taylor out of the pack with the ball.
And you knew that the Giants were going for it, and that's what Bill Parcells is saying. Yep, we need it.
Any doubt that Matt Barr's not going to make that kick?
Oh, hell no. Hell no, you know, no, Matt Barr having a great year. No, he's going to make the kick.
Giants are trailing by a point. All depends on Matt Barr. Fans are on their feet and screaming. Matt, spot. Kick is away. He's got the distance. It is good. Good.
And the Giants are going to Tampa Bay. It's over for the Fleet Pete. It's over.
At Super Bowl 25 in Tampa, LT and the Giants would face an even greater challenge as they prepared to battle the Buffalo Bills and their vaunted offensive attack.
They were a good team. They were very, very, they had a lot of quality players from top to bottom. Bill made sure that we punished those receivers when they came across. I think the longer the game went on and the more punishment they took, you're getting hit every time you come across the middle or where you go, you're getting hit. You could feel it going out of the sails, man. You could feel it going out of the sails.
All right, so tell me what's going through your mind as Norwood lines up for the kick.
Ain't no daggone way he's going to make this kick. We played too well to go down like this. And I'll tell you what, when that ball was kicked, I didn't even look up.
No good. Wainwright.
No good.
After capturing their second Vince Lombardi trophy, LT and the Giants would say goodbye to their legendary coach, Bill Parcells.
That's rough to lose a coach. You don't expect to lose a coach after a Super Bowl win.
In 1992, Taylor would suffer a career-threatening injury when he tore his Achilles, and it was clear that the end was in sight.
I didn't want to just go out like that, you know, carted off the feet. You know, I don't want to do that.
The Giants' valiant warrior would return in 1993 and help Big Blue make it back to the playoffs.
The good thing about that year is that they got to play for Dan Reeves 1 year, and I thought he was a very good coach. He just let me do my thing and let me go out gracefully, so that was good.
Following the season, LT would announce his retirement, marking the end of a glorious era in Giants football. The organization would honor him by retiring his number in Giants Stadium.
Without you guys, there wouldn't have been a Lawrence Taylor. But there wouldn't have been an LT. Thank you very much.
LT finished his career with 132 and a half sacks, and in 1999, he was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He will go down in the annals of NFL history as arguably the greatest defensive player ever. LT's legend and legacy lives on, and he will always be one of the most beloved heroes in the long line of Giants greats.
Once a Giant, always a Giant. I guess what it means to me is no matter what happens in my life, I'll always have the Giant family and be a part of, because I tell you, being a Giant is pretty good.
Lawrence Taylor, truly a great New York Giant, one of the greatest players to ever play this sport. When we come back, Dominic Rogers Cromartie giving back to the community. We'll tell you about it after this here on Giants Access Blue.
This week's legacy interview with Lawrence Taylor is brought to you by MetLife. Get a free quote and apply online in less than 10 minutes. Visit MetLife.com/life today. This week's look at the Giants in the community is brought to you by Verizon.
Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. The Giants are always looking to give back to the community. And Dominic Rogers Cromartie, in his first year with the Giants, getting into the spirit. He made a trip into Manhattan at PS 15, blessings in a backpack.
We are thrilled to be here. Today, we've got a special guy who's the founder of Dream Builders right here in New York. Dominic Rogers Cromartie.
We have PS 15, one of the schools involved in the backpack giveaway. You know, these kids are less fortunate, you know, and many times don't have the resources to eat. I partner with United Healthcare and building backpacks to help feed them. That's a blessing. Anytime that someone presents that to me, I'm always going to be a part of it. Y'all ready to start? All right. Each exercise consists of 5 seconds. So when we start, we got to count to five. All right? Y'all got it?
Yeah.
All right. So the first one, we're just going to get loose. Put your hands to the side and just shake a little bit. Got to shake it out.
I mean, the kid's just great. He really engages with the kids when he comes out to these events. In September, we had an event out in Brooklyn, and he took the kids through exercises and talked about good nutrition. Same thing he did today, and I think the kids, when they see a role model like Dominic and some other folks that we work with, they really do realize the importance of good nutrition and exercise.
Ready? Here we go. What is the most important meal of the day?
Breakfast.
Right. What are apples, a fruit or a vegetable?
A fruit.
That's right.
It was said that you have great feet.
So this is actually a really important day for our students to be able to meet and speak to someone who's one of their role models, who is sending an important message about healthy eating. It's not a regular visit,
but it's really a focused visit that reminds students how important it is to make the right choices and to be successful in life, to be healthy, to be able to participate in sports and other things. We need to treat our bodies correctly.
All right, yeah, you got one more feet, right? Yeah, one more feet, so ready? Go. I think it's very cool to learn at a young age, because if I was young and definitely came to something like this, I'll take something from it. Anytime you listening to a guy that's a pro athlete or whatever you wanted to be, you're going to listen. So I wish I had something like that when I was young.
Thanks to the good work of the Like Dominic, we were able to feed over 75,000 students across the country in cities all over the place. And it's a great honor to be here today and to be here with a true giant.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Cheers. Now, cheers.
Thank United Healthcare, you know, and Blessings in the Backpack and PS115, you know, everybody that's a part of this for giving me the opportunity to just give back. You know, I think it's always a blessing when you're in a position to help others, you should.
Giants on three. One, two, three.
Giants!
Great stuff from Dominic Rogers Cromartie with Blessings in a Backpack. When we come back, Papa's perspective and Giants spreading holiday cheer. We'll tell you about it after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. On Sunday, it's the Giants and Rams in St. Louis. Time for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective, brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Well, fresh off their win against Washington and Tennessee, the Giants will shoot for their third win in a row as they travel to St. Louis to take on the Rams. This is going to be a battle of the physical between the Giants and the Rams. The Rams have a tenacious defensive front with four down linemen and a rotation that can get after the quarterback and shut down your run game. The Giants' offensive line, especially in this game, is going to have to play with a lot of physicality. They're going to have to try to run the ball on schedule. If they get Eli Manning in a lot of third and long situations, it is going to be tough sledding for the Giants. But the key here is to win on first down. Whether it's with the run game or the short, quick passing game, that's the way you attack the St. Louis Rams, and that's my perspective. That wraps it up for this week's show. Make sure you follow the Giants on Facebook.com/New York Giants, on Twitter at Giants, and, of course, on Giants.com. On behalf of our entire crew, we want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy Hanukkah. And now, as we wrap things up, the Giants would like to send you their holiday card.
You're a Giants fan? You are from now on, right? Who's your favorite player? Yay!
Boom! Here you go, buddy. Nice meeting you, Anthony.
Get through fast. There we go. Nice.
Jordan.
Here we go, sir. Welcome.
Go Giants!
Got a gift for you.
Hello. What do we say?
A little hat.
Thanks.
More speed, more speed, more speed, more speed.
Giants, Giants, Giants.
Show me a dance. Show me a dance. Break it down. Come on.
A little rumor told me that your big brother likes Peyton, so you like me, because we got these little brothers got to stick together, right?
Yeah. I'm one of your biggest fans, so I believe in all of you guys.
I came here to see four sacks and a win.
First thing he said is that he'd like to talk. And the second thing he said he'd like to do is play football. And I just want to let you know that you guys are a huge inspiration for him.
Thank you for being here, Kevin. We appreciate that.
Bring it in, bring it in. One, two, three, Giants! Ah! There you go.
On behalf of the Giants family, we want to thank you for all your support.
And wish you and your family a happy holiday.
And a safe and peaceful new year.
Season's greetings and happy new year!